With me in the studio, I have head coach Mr. Fred Lucas of the United Red Storm girls basketball team, and also four seniors on the ball club as well. How are we doing, guys?
We're doing pretty good.
Good. Coach, how's things going with you?
Not too bad. We, unfortunately didn't get a chance to play last night, but, we'll come back and practice tonight and finish up, regular conference game on Friday, and then first regional game on Monday against Kewaunee.
Yeah, you had the game postponed last night to tomorrow night, Princeville, and then get the weekend and get ready for regional play.
Yeah, yep. We're, looking forward to the next few games and seeing what we can make happen.
Sounds good. Kewaunee on Monday, opening up regional play. You know anything about the Boilermakers?
They're 17-7 was their record at seeding time. I did see that their best player was out for a little while, but I did see on, thankfully, for Twitter last night, she came back and made a game-winning shot in their game last night, so she must be back and ready to go.
Twitter.
Yeah.
On Twitter. I never thought I'd see Coach Lucas on Twitter, but I follow you.
It's more to find information than to get
information. Me too. It's great for finding scores. I know that for sure. Well, let's meet some of your members here. A couple girls step right on up to the microphone. Ashley and Kelsey. Go ahead and introduce yourself first.
I'm Ashley Brown, senior, obviously, and a guard.
Guard.
I'm Kelsey Lucas, and I'm also a guard.
Coach's daughter, so of course you play fundamental basketball. All coaches' kids play fundamental basketball, right?
Yeah.
And shoot good free throws, which is very seldom seen in sports anymore. How long have you been playing basketball, Ashley?
I think me and Kelsey actually started in about the fourth grade at Alexis Rec. I don't know when she started, but that's when I started playing with her. So we've been playing together since fourth grade, which is awesome. With Abby, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started shooting stars in fourth grade and then came over to Alexis in fifth grade. So,
all right,
yeah.
So you guys have been playing a while then.
Yeah.
And playing together. You guys have all four played together for quite a while, I think.
Yeah, since sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah. And you've had Coach Lucas, I think, since the sixth grade. We've talked on the air during other weeks when he's been on. And yeah, how's it been playing for Coach Lucas? I won't ask you, Kelsey, because I know what you have to answer. Ashley?
It's been interesting actually seeing how everybody else reacts to it, because obviously we react different because we've been playing with them for so long. But there will be girls that see things differently that we see through him because we know him a lot better. So it's definitely interesting.
How's it been playing for your dad?
It's been like I don't know any other way really because he's been coaching me for so long. So, it's not hard or different. It's just what I've been used to.
And do you guys, I know you said you have him for a teacher. Ashley, do you have Coach Lucas for a teacher? Have you had Coach Lucas for a teacher?
I was about to take his class this semester, but went to Bannon Choir instead, and he's still very upset about it. But
we talked off the air just a little bit, Kelsey. Is he tougher on the court or in the classroom?
Definitely on the court. In the classroom, it's not such a big deal at all. So,
what's your guys' future plans, Ashley?
I plan to go to Truman State University and major in speech pathology.
Cool.
Obviously not.
Good major.
Any sports or anything in your future?
Definitely intramural, but good. I believe that I'd really like to focus on studies in college.
Good, good. Kelsey?
I'm going to St. Ambrose, and I'm going to double major in theater and radio television.
Wow, awesome, because I know I've seen you in a million plays. Of course, I have a niece that goes out to United, and I've seen you a million plays. You do a great job.
Thank you.
You do a great job. You got one coming up?
Yeah, we're doing Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm sure we'll have you guys in, and we'll talk about that as well. Thanks for coming in, girls. A couple more step up there.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
I'm McKelty Mann, a senior.
Yeah. I'm Abby French, and I'm a post.
Post player. How long have you guys been playing basketball?
I've been playing since third grade with the Alexis Rec League.
I started in sixth grade with Coach Lucas.
Each one of your favorite memories of playing basketball for the United Red Storm? Go ahead, Abby.
Well, I'm kind of the target of the jokes on the team.
That's
so.
Hence why everybody's chuckling in here.
Yeah.
All right.
There's so many good ones. This has been the best season ever.
McKelty? Anything we can at least air?
When we locked Abby in the locker.
Yeah.
You got locked in a locker?
Yeah, there were really big lockers in our locker room, and they locked me in one. So.
Speaking of lockers, what a nice facility. I mean, what a great field house to play basketball in.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like it.
Yeah. McKelty?
It's so much better than the old gym. You can actually, stand in it and not feel suffocated.
You got Princeville coming up tomorrow night. What do you know about the Princes?
I think they're equal with us. I think it's a game that we can handle ourselves in, and I'm kind of excited for it. So yeah.
This would be a great game to propel yourself into regional play.
They're a very aggressive team, so we're gonna have to come out hard and play. But we've played them before, so we know what to expect. So.
Yeah, I've watched you guys. I've got the enjoyment of watching you guys play a couple times this year. And I'll tell you what, you guys play some pretty good defense out there. Yeah, you like defense or offense better?
Defense,
McKelty.
Defense,
especially. That's good with your coach standing back there because I think he's a pretty big defensive guy on coaching. So, what's your future plans, McKelty?
I'm going to go to Kirkwood Community in Cedar Rapids and major in microbiology and ecology.
That's not the Kirkwood. 7 miles from here, is it?
3 hours away.
Yeah. I'm planning on going to Carl Sandburg College, and right now I have to get my general eds out of the way, and then I'm going to apply to take the rad tech program, and then later get on to my radiation therapy degree so I can do that. So
it's good to have a plan.
Yes.
You guys going to play basketball in college?
No.
No, no. Intramural sports for sure, though, maybe?
Maybe. I want to play softball.
Yeah, so. All right. Good, good, good. That's right around the corner as well.
Yeah.
Can't wait for baseball and softball. Get the warm weather. That always equals warm weather. Girls, thanks for coming in. Coach Lucas, thanks for coming in. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully we're setting up maybe a regional championship game the next time I talk to you.
Thanks for having us in. We appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Fred Lucas and four senior members of the United Red Storm, Abby French, Kelsey Lucas, Ashley Brown, and McKelty Mann. They have a game tomorrow night against Princeville, makeup game from last night, and then heading into regional play, they'll take on the Kewaunee Boilermakers on Monday night. Coming up here on 1330 WRM, we'll take a look at your local sports.